This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
I am going to indulge myself, as important as it is that we get all the injury updates. We're still 4 days away from this game. Possible, Sal, if you don't mind, possible week 18 Sunday night football flexes. Doesn't it seem for a couple of years we have had a tough time finding a game to put on the Sunday night? That last week, a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, and not the case this year. I did this the other day on Extra Point Show.
Oh, you
did?
I
did, but it's okay. We can do it again if you want. It was actually my sit up on sit up stand down because I said sit up on the possibilities we have this year.
There'll be Saturday night too. That they've used that spot for, you know, maybe a winner take all kind of game. Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Week 18 is having a Saturday this year too.
Oh, I don't know. Haven't they before?
I think only week 17 does.
Okay, Baltimore at Pittsburgh for sure. Houston, Indianapolis, potentially.
Are you right, Mike? Hold on. I'm looking. Last year, they did have week 18. They used to not. My apologies. They do have week 18 as well. They did start doing that. So Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Chargers at Broncos is possible. Yep. That's pretty good.
Lions
Chicago,
and Bears.
Chicago, Detroit in Chicago is really good. Carolina, Tampa.
I think it might be Panthers, Buccaneers.
There's another one that could be for the division. Loser would be out probably.
I think because that division might come down to a team not with a great record, and still that could be for the division championship. And it's, as you just said, winner in, loser out completely.
San Francisco, Seattle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Six righteous possible matchups there.
I'll just mention, not that it's two contenders, but like if the Chiefs have a win and in scenario, them and the Raiders isn't the worst idea ever.
Saturday.
Right.
Maybe. Of course, can always be the Chiefs.
Right. That's why I'm bringing them up. I mean, if they're fighting for their lives, that would draw eyeballs, I think.
Bills, Jets, no chance.
No.
Even with the stadium closing?
No, they're not putting Bills, Jets on Sunday night. But yeah. I think that it's possible they could go to 425 because the Bills' result and their seed could depend on the Chargers. And they play the Broncos.
Yep.
Could depend on what other team we're looking at here. Ravens and Steelers, maybe. I guess you like that. Probably that's the only one. So maybe not as much as I thought originally. But Chiefs, I guess, could be in that mix. But especially Chargers. So, yeah, I wonder if the Bills could get flexed to or could be put on 425. Most likely not. But just saying that.
It's happened before. Even without there being a super high stake. They've had season finales move to that later window. Yep. Oh, okay. So a few things I want to bounce off you, Sal, that being one. Injury-wise, are things looking up?
I think things are looking much more encouraging than they have over the last several weeks. In fact, the only player who didn't practice today who's on the active roster was Dawson Knox, and that was for personal reasons. Otherwise, everybody was either limited or full, and that includes Joey Bosa, who was limited, Terrell Bernard, who was limited, Spencer Brown, who was limited, and Joshua Palmer, who was limited. Those are the four who did not play in last week's game. Cole Bishop left the game, and it's being termed a calf injury. He was cramping, but they do have it listed as a calf. But Sean said he'd be okay, and he was a full participant in Dalton Kincaid. Now only the knee is listed, by the way, not the hamstring anymore, and he was a full participant.
Yeah, that is that's pretty welcome news. I mean,
yeah.
could we – I don't want to jinx anything, but like, could we have been through as bad a year as a lot of us, I think, can recall, injury-wise, just week to week? It's not so much guys out for the year, although, you know, every team has their share of that. But that they get good fortune with injuries as December rolls into January. Like, let's knock on wood and hope, right? Like, that's what any Bills fan that is looking at this week's injury report has got to be thinking. Like, maybe it's finally going to turn. Right, like we're going to get some good fortune on our side here because it's been such an uphill climb. It feels like almost every week.
Agreed. I do think that this is as good of a spot as they've been in. And I say that, but I still think about the fact that they have several guys on injured reserve who don't appear on this list, right? You know what I mean?
Right, of course.
Like, they're still –
Michael Hoyt
still
is
without.
Not walking through that door, right?
That's exactly right. Ed Oliver, he is probably for the playoffs. I think that's probably going to happen. But he's on injured reserve. Bit of an update on, Mecole Hardman today too. Sean did say he was improving, and they'll see where that goes. He's on injured reserve. He only has one game left to miss, guys. And then if they want to, you know, activate him, they can after that. But yeah, I mean, and we know that Tyler Bass is not coming back this year. So even though you do have Ed Oliver and Michael Hoyt still on there, and Mecole Hardman, I think overall, active roster, this is as good of a spot as we've seen them in a while. Now, look, it's Wednesday. Today was a walkthrough, and I do want to remind everybody that means it's an estimate of what it would be had it had been a full practice. So tomorrow will be a full practice. Wouldn't expect too much to change, but last week went out there and AJ Epenesa was out.
Right.
He had the foot injury, right? I mean, you never know.
Yep.
It is early in the week, but I think the more encouraging thing for me is it's early in the week and already being listed as limited instead of not participating for Joey Bosa and the other guys is good.
Taylor Rapp would be another one from that IR list, right? He's probably not coming back.
Right. That's right. You know, someone pointed out to me the difference between the Bills.
Hamlin, too.
Last time they played the Patriots and this time, right? And Taylor Rapp was starting at safety, and I think Dorian Williams missed that game. Someone said, I think that's correct. Matt Milano had just come back. Ed Oliver was out that game as well. He's out this game, but, you know, the receiving core is a bit different. So, yeah, both these teams are different. Milton Williams is out for them. Will Campbell's out for them. It's just kind of interesting how these teams really do shape and change throughout the year due to injuries and other circumstances.
What do you suppose would happen with the receiving core if Palmer is okay to go? Let's not worry about Mecole Hardman. We got another week before he's eligible to return. But with Cooks here now, like, is Coleman got benched for two games and has been back. I thought it was notable that, you know, he wasn't targeted. He only had the two catches on Sunday, but one of them was a 3rd-and-3 down at the goal line. Kind of gets lost in the shuffle because I think Cook fumbled the ball away on the next play. But that was a 3rd-down they needed to keep the idea of getting a touchdown alive, and that was a quick slant to Coleman. So at least Allen trusted him in that moment. I even thought I noticed Coleman and Allen, like Allen trying to get his attention as the huddle was breaking, you know, like alerting him, like, hey, if the coverage is this, you know, get ready kind of thing. But I wonder what they would do with numbers. Like, Cooks has only been here a couple of weeks, but he's a veteran. I just wonder who might be the odd man out again here with receivers.
I wonder, too. It's a great question. They could dress six. But where do you trim from elsewhere? If they do dress six, you could shave off one of the defensive tackles. But right now, one of their defensive tackles, TJ Sanders, is basically playing defensive end.
Right.
But if Joey Bosa comes back, you don't need that anymore, right? You wouldn't think. If Bosa comes back, this might, literally what happens at wide receiver, Bulldog, might depend on what happens with Joey Bosa. If Joey Bosa comes back and you have Rousseau, Bosa, Epinesa, and Solomon, maybe now you don't have to dress one of your defensive tackles who you're dressing, like a Jordan Phillips or Fedarian Mathis, who are both on the active roster, and then you can dress an extra wide receiver. The question would be what role each of them plays, I think, going there. Now, if they did go with five, that is super interesting. And I mean, at this point, I don't know how you don't say that Keon Coleman isn't last in the depth chart. I can't see them not dressing Brandon Cooks. They could do that and say, yeah, he's a veteran. He'll be here in the playoffs. We're good. He's still getting chemistry with Josh. I could understand that if that were to happen. But I think they like Brandon Cooks, and I think they like what he brings to the table and the fact that they could use him and, you know, that they're willing to put him out there right away. So I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
Samuel is another name for the IR list, speaking of receivers.
He is. Right. He is.
He's always so I'm sorry to say it this
easy
way.
To forget.
He's so forgettable to me. Like, I just last year I had this too, like, oh yeah, Samuel's on this team.
The names never cease to blow my mind when this comes up. Listen to who we're talking about. No offense to anybody, but we are talking about maybe this is the year, and we didn't mention Gabe Davis here that I recall, but right. There's also Gabe Davis, but Brandon Cooks, Tyrell Shavers, Mecole Hardman could be coming back.
Right.
What? I mean, that's, I know, I'm not here to tell you anything you don't know already or haven't thought about or that this can't work. But it's just, I mean, they.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah.
How many passes did receivers catch against Cincinnati? Seven? Nobody more. There's Shakir, of course, is deserving a mention here, but none more than two. Shakir in those last four games has two or fewer catches in three of the four. He had eight for 110 in the other one.
He has not had production. And I don't know. I think some of that's obviously circumstantial, how teams are defending that tunnel screen. It hasn't worked as much lately. Yeah, it's really interesting to me that his production has really dipped lately, but I don't think it's for, you know, lack of want to get him the ball necessarily. He's very important for what they do, no doubt about that. And I think Joshua Palmer is a guy they really want to have back. Like, he's important as well for what they want to do in the receiving game. So, like, when he's healthy, I think he plays, right? I don't think he's the answer to who's not out there. If Joshua Palmer's healthy, I think he plays.
Palmer is sixth on this or fifth, rather, on this team in receiving yards. I don't know what that sounds like. I mean, he's hardly played, and he's fifth. But, you know, you get big 15 yards a catch. I mean, you get bigger plays from him. Okay.
Sal, one name on that limited list that I think we certainly talked about it in a certain way last week because we talked about Shaq Thompson, but Terrell Bernard is a name there, too, that should probably be mentioned. And I'm really curious what they're going to do there. I think when we talked about Thompson last week, I think we kind of agreed. Please don't take him off the field. I think he's really helped sort of revitalize their run defense, and all around. I think he belongs on the field. I wonder what you do with Bernard when and if he is healthy. If it's as soon as this week, or if it pushes into another week, that maybe does he start like a timeshare a little bit with Milano? If we're right about asserting that Thompson has to stay on the field.
I wonder, too. I don't know. But, man, the timeshare with Milano, I mean, that's tough for me because Milano already comes off the field on, like, dime packages, right? I mean, like, what are you just going to get him go one series each? Like, what does that look like? I don't think that's something that they're interested in. And I know that these guys get trained at all these positions, but Terrell Bernard hasn't played Will linebacker since his rookie year.
Right.
I mean, I know he can do it. And I'm sure that, who knows, maybe behind the scenes he is doing it, right? Maybe they're actually preparing him. You guys know I have said before, and if I haven't said it to you guys, I'll say it again. I think that maybe long term, that's Terrell Bernard's best position going forward on the Bills, is play Will linebacker, not middle, the way offenses are playing now. And this is actually a pretty good draft at linebacker from what I understand. And maybe they find a young linebacker. Heck, maybe it's Shaq Thompson. Matt Milano's a free agent at the end of the year. We'll see what happens. I don't know what, you know, the situation will be with him on the roster next year. But I don't think Milano's the equation here. I think it's Bernard and Thompson. Right now it could be. But it just feels like this is a who are you putting where between those two. Now, let's remember, they've played a little more base. And that's been Dorian Williams. You could also use and say, look, we want Shaq Thompson as our third linebacker, base linebacker. But now you're taking him off the field on a lot of situations where you're nickel, which is normally what you run, and you're going back to Terrell Bernard. So the bottom line is, on a regular down, starting the game, first and second down, are they going to go back to Terrell Bernard as the starter, or do they keep Shaq Thompson as the starter? I am fascinated by what decision they make, because I think it's clear to everyone this team has simply been better with Shaq Thompson on the field and in the middle of the defense.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. If you missed Sal from a few minutes ago talking about the injury updates, but today was a walkthrough, so that's always funny to me, just sort of taking a shot at how guys would have done had they practiced for real. Yesterday, you pointed out Epinesa from last week, how he was that even on Thursday when he had...
It was Wednesday into Thursday, yeah.
Because he was supposed to have practiced, he wasn't even listed Wednesday.
Right.
Then Thursday's in street clothes, and then on Sunday... He pulls down his fourth interception of his career, which Sal told us is a Bills defensive lineman record. Bruce Smith never had, what a bum, never intercepted a pass.
He should have tried a little harder.
Wasn't he in the league forever? Should there have been one game where like that was his goal? Maybe there was. You know what? We're in the playoffs or whatever it is. I'm going to pick a pass off in this game. Just a tip. Never happened.
If you tried, Kyle Williams had one. Do you remember Kyle Williams' interception?
I can't place the game.
Sorry, my brain is going to him scoring a rushing touchdown against Miami, and then isn't there? Did he?
Was it against the Dolphins?
Was it right at the end of his career, and then they took him off the field?
No, it was against the Bears in the opener in 14 when the Bills won overtime. Fred Jackson run that same game.
Okay.
And, don't remember that.
Yeah, he just like kind of thrown right to him. Wasn't even tipped. I don't think he just kind of thrown right to him.
That's better.
Yeah, right. And who was the quarterback then?
Was it Cutler?
Cutler. He threw it right to him. So, I you're talking about the injury report and all that, and you know the estimation and what happened yesterday. I mean, what happened last week. So one of the things that happened last week was when AJ Epinesa, you know, shows up in the injury report. I think there's this rush to something happened at practice again, just to clear it up. Nothing happened at practice last week. AJ Epinesa got hurt. Away from the facility, he wasn't even hurt. It was just something that was bothering him that happened. So that's why he was listed on the report and he didn't play practice. They just wanted to be precautionary.
Sal, what do you think of the Phillip Rivers news?
I am stunned in one sense that he would do this because his Hall of Fame clock resets and he has to wait another 5 years just to be eligible again. And I think that's wacky. You're on the door going into the Hall of Fame. You're 44. Right. You have grandkids. I'm also not at all stunned in another sense of the dude's a football guy. He's played football his whole life. He coaches football right now. This is what he does. I guarantee you he's throwing 7-on-7 against his high school defense. Like, he's doing that at practice. I can almost guarantee you. I've seen guys do that. I mean, that's what happens. So I'm not at all shocked from that perspective. But to think about your legacy in the Hall of Fame, and good for him if he doesn't care about that. He's like, I don't care. I'll wait another 5 years. I just want to play football. We know that he's running the same offense for his high school that he's coaching, so he can seamlessly do that. I would say this for the Colts. I give them a lot of credit for the fact that they were going all in when they made the Sauce Gardner trade, and now you have all these injuries. You have these injuries to these quarterbacks, and they're like, we're trying. We're trying anything we can to get to the playoffs. If Phillip Rivers is the best answer, maybe not. But at least they're trying something because they recognize they can't just go quiet into the night after everything they did this year.
I agree with that. That's the Bengals and Flacco.
Yes.
That's a lot of what the Bills are doing with their receivers and their former Panthers.
Sure, go claim Brandon Cooks. Go do whatever you got to do.
That's right.
Right? I need help.
I think it's interesting to think about what it says about the position, if anything, if this actually sort of works to whatever extent you would say, whether that's they're making the playoffs, maybe. They played tough defenses down the stretch here. Like, wait till, I respect for everything you said about how he might be able to fit right in. Wait till he meets Nick Emmanuori on Sunday in Seattle.
Right.
You know? So hopefully for River's sake, he holds up to that. But my friend Davis Maddock was tweeting today about, like, is the league maybe in a crisis mode when it comes to quarterback development? We're drafting him super early. Think Richardson or Lance. And there are exceptions to think Drake May, if you want. But we're drafting him super early. They're not even necessarily playing much college football. Then they go right on the field. And practice time is reduced. I mean, we all know that. What's happened to football in that respect. Offensive line, they don't practice as much because they don't hit. And that can even affect the quarterback position. Is there some way to improve the depth in the NFL at quarterback so that teams are not at the point where they reach into their retirement files and bring back, you know, Philip Rivers in this case. I don't know. Like, the Bills, really, this is not a topic around here. I don't even know.
That is a...
Right, Sal?
Yeah, that is a question that probably, Mike, has so many tentacles and ways you can...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Go about it because you could talk about the number of teams in the league and quarterback spots and all that. You could also just talk about college offenses and high school offenses. We've had this discussion going back quite a few years, all three of us have, about just how high school sets the trend. And then it's college and you get to the NFL. I mean, nobody's running under center anymore in high school. Seriously, like everybody's running shotgun, right? And you get to the NFL. That's why I remember a few years ago, this exact conversation about offensive line, because nobody put their hand down in a three-point stance anymore. These tackles just stood in two-point stances and did not know how to fire off a ball for a three-point stance. You know, and there's a saying that I know that I think Greg Olson said it. I've said it here, but it's not like new or anything, but it's true that organizations fail young quarterbacks now more than young quarterbacks fail organizations. And the development point is right. But man, when you have so much riding on everything you do as an organization, as a GM, as a head coach, sometimes I get it why you're not going to develop a guy and you're going to throw him out there and he's not going to be ready. It's just because there's so much pressure to win right now. And that's a tough needle to thread, to be quite honest.
Yeah, lots of tentacles, as you put it. I like that word to this, for sure. The contract, like the way quarterbacks get brought into the league now, and the so-called rookie window, right? The rookie contract, the pressure, the clock starts ticking right away on teams. And, you know, who could blame them if they wouldn't want to play their new prize right away?
Drake May is going to get paid after this year, right? So that's something we were talking about on Extra Points Show today. I was bringing up with Derek.
It's only year two.
After next year, I'm sorry,
right,
after next
right.
year.
Okay.
So Drake May has one more year is what I meant, and then right. he's going to get paid, right? Yeah, I think they could make it after year four, but generally the trend is now you do pay the guys after year three. So you have one more year, was my point. Thank you, Bulldog. My point was you have one more year of Drake May on a rookie deal, and then what happens after that, right? And that's the case with a lot of these quarterbacks, but yeah, then all of a sudden they're faced with the same reality that all these other teams have been faced with these great quarterbacks.
I guess it's pretty close to a guarantee that'll happen. There were times, though, with C.J. Stroud after a fabulous rookie season where I wondered this year, like, if he's going to get that. Bryce Young was so bad so often for Carolina. He puts down, like, two incredible games. Okay, we'll pick up your fifth-year option because, I mean, it's that hard to find anybody better right now. I wonder, we got to go here, I guess, but I've been stuck on this point, Sal, about how many teams there could be that next year, really, they don't have a plan right now or they don't have an answer right now for what their quarterback situation is going to be. We've played that game with the carousel in the past. I mean, it seems like a year where there could be or should be a lot of movement. Is Philadelphia a candidate now, do you think, to come up to draft somebody else?
I think so. They already did it once when they had Wentz, and they did it with Hurts. And now, I mean, I'm watching, like, I don't watch a ton of the talking head shows, right? But I don't mind. Like, I don't mind Get Up with Greeny and those guys in the morning. I'm listening to Jeff Saturday and those guys this morning. And they were playing clips from our sister station in Philly, WIP. And they said, let's hear what it sounds like. And, like, these guys are doing what you do. And you're sitting behind the mic. And they're just saying, all of them, the Eagles have a quarterback problem. This is on the quarterback. They have a quarterback problem. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy to hear them talking like this. You know, and you don't have to trust what they say or not. It's, you know, the people on the radio like us. But I just think it's wild that they're at this conversation now.
Me too. It's not the craziest thing ever. It's not us talking about it, but it's up there, the Eagles. Sal, thanks. We'll talk tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That's our man, Sal Capaccio, on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
We'll look for your calls next. Maybe you've got a thought on that quarterback point. 803-0550 is the number. Bills and Patriots, Sunday at 1 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.